So, what we have been doing is we've identified what it is we dread, and we've listed out some of you saw me doing it a lot with Anandi, right? It's like, what's so bad about this? What's bad about this? And chasing it a little bit until you get a sense of, this is the thing I don't want, that I don't want, instead of just saying, I don't want them to feel, to be upset or feel pain or not like what I'm doing. But why is that bad? Why is that bad? Why is that bad? Because I don't want to disappear now. Boom, there we have it. Now we landed. So we in the first inquiry, we were seeking a little bit to get to that, the nub of what is it that would be bad about not mattering, not existing, these kind of things. And then the next thing you can do is to say, what would it actually feel like? And there's a couple of ways to do it. Either you can just say, have you experienced it in some other context, right? With Anandi, that was very clear. She had experienced it in another context and knew what it was like and knew that it was very different. Or another way of doing it is to say, if you say, like for example, if we had stopped and say, I don't want to do it because I don't want to hurt anybody else, then you can say, well, what if you know you're not going to hurt them, but they still don't like what you're doing, but they're not feeling any pain or something like this. So you try to create a scenario where it's safe to feel it. Like when I was working with Amanda, what I said is, what if you just for 30 seconds, right? So there I said, what is it that you fear? And Amanda said, I fear that I will actually need somebody else's help, but because I'm invisible to them, because I don't exist, I won't get that help. And what I did was then create a scenario where that fear was irrelevant. Say, if you're afraid that you will need, due to a physical condition, you will need help. Then I said, well, within the next 30 seconds, nothing's gonna happen on a physical level. So within the next 30 seconds, that's not actually a problem. So it's safe to try it out. And then that gave the space to experience or say, okay, let me see what it feels like to not exist. And then Amanda found it's actually not that bad. Does it make sense, this? So, given the list you have, can you create a scenario in which it would be safe for you for a limited amount of time to feel what it is you feel, you don't want to feel, and then experience what it feels like? And if your brain goes, no, I don't want to do it, then ask it, what would be bad about doing it? Because maybe it's because we haven't figured out the objection yet. Does that make sense? Good. Rachel, you look like it might not make complete sense to you. Let me simplify it.
I'm just confused.
Okay, let me simplify it. The question is, the place you don't want to go to, if it was safe for you to go there, what would it feel like? So
I
you
think
said.
I'm not sure on what the place is that I don't want to go to. I have like two total opposites that could be a possibility.
Pick one. Pick one.
Like, do I want to not go to I'm bad, or do I not want to go to I'm good? I'm not quite sure.
Pick bad. Pick bad. I think that that would be a better one. Because I think then if you don't want to go to you're good, there's something under that. Usually if we give words to our perception of the abyss, it's very clear to other people that you're talking about. It's very understandable to other people. If you say my abyss is to go to a place where I feel I'm good, more explanation is required, right? People aren't going to go like, oh yeah, I can see that that would be a place you dread. I'm sure there's a reason for it, but then you would have to take it a few steps and say, what is it that you fear would happen if you go to that place? Does that make sense?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay. My suggestion, you can follow it if you like, or you can do something else. My suggestion would be to say, what would it feel like if it was safe for you to be bad? If it was no problem for you to be bad, then what would it feel like? Good. So, let me see here. Set up the breakout rooms. There. Let's do... I'd like to have at least 10 minutes before we come back. So that would mean 5:55 and 7:30 and 7:30. Something like that. We come back 10 minutes too. Then you'll have to figure out the distribution yourself. So, enjoy.